Spirit Husband, Chapter 8, Meeting with Mr. Alf. The next day at noon, Willa walked down to the Ladysmith River Park and followed a snow-cleared path to the area in front of the chain gate that led to the closed-for-the-winter carnival grounds. To her surprise, Heine suddenly appeared from nowhere and greeted her in his muddled, inconsistent, German-accented English, with a few German words tossed in, which was really just a modification of his actual Nordic accent.
"Are you ready, Fräulein?" "Yes, Heine, but I didn't expect you to be here. I thought I was supposed to meet Jesus Sunanda again."
"Well, Lightworker Willow, it is Daz who wants to pray over you. This special assignment is extremely suited to your esoteric knowledge and natural skill sets. If you do well on this assignment, Sigluna, Jesus Sunanda's executive secretary, my darling sister, will set up your personal meeting with Jesus Sunanda, the real Jesus. Sigluna and I discussed it last night. We have to protect you from that Schweinhund, the fake Jesus, and this assignment will be the perfect way to get that started. It was my ascended master, Ram Dass, idea. Dass wants to pray for you first, and then you will meet your first contact of your first assignment for the Galactic Federation. Bobblehead Jesus Group is just a front company. My group, the Galactic Federation, works with Lightworker Kazu's group, and when we find a promising recruit, we fast-track them to where the real action is, working with the Galactic Federation of Light. And if you do well for us, you will most likely be offered an even more advanced position on Jesus Sunanda's staff."
"Wow," gushed Willow, "that's fantastic." She continued, "What's next? What's my assignment? Who am I going to meet?"
Heinrich laughed. "You certainly have a great deal of enthusiasm today, Fräulein Willow," he added, "and you will meet the contact shortly. Daz wants you to meet an old friend of his from ages ago. Associate is actually the best word choice. They are not friends. Ages ago, and I do mean ages ago, Willow, they, let us say, worked together on a Pavlovian science project of sorts. Daz wants you to agree to serve under that associate for your next assignment. His name is several syllables long and a god-awful foreign term that is almost impossible to pronounce correctly. We call him Alf for short."
"I am really eager to meet him. Is he a nice guy?" asked Willow. "Oh, God, Heinrich's such a dreamboat," thought Willow. "Why don't I get to work with Heine? I like his sister, Sigluna, but I think she's wrong. Jesus Sunanda was cute, but Heine is a dreamboat. Will you listen to yourself, Willow? Hush yourself, girl. Remember that you made a promise not to marry so that you can be free to serve Jesus, the real Jesus, Sunanda Jesus."
Heine replied in his enchanting, but muddled and contrived, German/Nordic accented English.
"Well, Elf is not really a guy anymore. He was a guy, so he is not a she. He is very intelligent. His personality leaves a little bit to be desired, and he's a little controlling and can be cranky and possesses a certain dark charisma. But we figure you have what it takes to work with him. This city is under his authority. Alf is responsible for a big area around here and usually lets his underlings run Ladysmith on his behalf. We have let him know just how important this assignment is, and he has agreed, reluctantly, to give this assignment his personal and undivided attention. He and Daz have never really gotten along very well, but Daz outranks him so. He is not going to buck the assignment. So, good luck, Lightworker Willow. The Galactic Federation has your back. Are you ready? Do you have your crystal?
Willow licked her lips in anticipation. Her hands shook as she clutched her transparent bobblehead Jesus with its shiny, metallic, inner red heart. Willow closed her eyes and sighed, filled to overflowing with ecstasy, as her little bobblehead Jesus charm jiggled like jello and nodded affirmatively, reassuring her that her wonderfully powerful destiny was about to momentarily, magically, and majestically unfold. "Remember, Willow girl, Wesley's dream is just an anxiety dream," she thought. "He is an old dear. He just worries about you. He is your best friend. You'll have to cut him a break. Don't worry, Willow, honey. Jesus must protect you. You aren't in any danger. None. Nada. Zip." Willow allowed Heine to put his hands over her cheeks and gaze into her eyes. Ram Dass began to speak in his lilting, yet out of kilter and muddled, gravelly European aristocrat's voice.
"I give you power, Lightworker Willow, to perform your new task. I place you into the capable hands of our six-fingered servant, Alf, Principality over Ladysmith and the other areas of his expansive fiefdom."
Willow felt dizzy as a tangible darkness rushed over her like a hot, wet fog. She heard a harsh, guttural laugh that boomed throughout the park. Suddenly, Heine was gone. In his place stood a wispy form, about 19 feet in height, with a head about a yard wide, topped with ram's horns. He had a pointy, scaled chin. When Alf spoke, it always took the new listener a few minutes to translate the corporeal being's words.
"Ah, nice to see you, Maya pretty. Be a good little wench, and I'll try not to dismember you or eat you today. Probably will tomorrow, though. Who we will deal with tomorrow when it comes. By the way, Willow, you should know, you're a real Jesus is actually the fake Jesus. The real one has been trying to tell you that he is the real one, but you keep insisting that he's fake. How a very entertaining!"
Alf roared, gales of uncontrolled laughter, and finally slapped his knee, which was a little higher than Willow stood.
"It is too late for you to do anything about it now. I just try to make the best of it if I were you."
Willow's ecstasy turned into stomach-churning anxiety. Her happy place butterflies that had been gently floating in her stomach suddenly became a flock of miniature damsel-faced harpies pecking and clawing furiously at the walls of her belly.
"If you don't mind, Mr. Alf, I'd like to get on with my assignment. I must do well. This is my first assignment for the Galactic Feds, and I want to do an exemplary job so that I can learn more of the craft from Heine and his sister, Sigluna. And if I get top marks, I will get an interview with the real Jesus, Jesus Sunanda."
Alf snorted.
"The wonders never cease. You fell for that crap? Jesus Christ is the real Jesus, and Jesus Sunanda is the fake Jesus. You are stupid, a little wench. The Galactic Feds handed you over to me like Joseph's brothers sold him out to Midianite slave merchants traveling towards ancient Egypt. You only met Sunanda once. He knew that you were important to the real Jesus, because of an ancient Dark Kingdom Sibylline prophecy, and from information gleaned with my master's master, the Dark Prince of America, appeared before the Heavenly Embassy, as Satan did concerning Job, and demanded an audience the week of Wesley's birth, in March of 1962, concerning him and his future wife, a woman named Willow of Ladysmith. Enough on that. Let us have a chat about Sigluna. She is beautiful, but she is a trickier than the trickster himself. Sigluna is a two-faced bitch, and she is very jealous of that little contract she has as Sunanda's executive secretary. She doesn't want you anywhere near her favorite little boy toy. She has a hard enough time getting a priority over him from other members of his harem. She doesn't want you getting into the inner sanctum boudoir and mucking things up. Kapishki?
Alf bowed, high as a treetop above her, and cocked his head. He gestured flamboyantly with his massive right arm and hand to emphasize his point. "That's quite an interesting perspective, Mr. Alf," said Willow worriedly, "but one I respectfully disagree with, and I respectfully ask again, what's my assignment with you? I want to get it over with so I can get back with Heinrich and Sigluna and learn more craft. I may be able to learn some things from Lightworker Kazu, but I don't think it will be long and her apprentice will become her master." Alf laughed again.
"You are a corker, human wench. Stubborn, too. Okay, down to business. I can do that."
He paused, then added dramatically,
"What are the services I require of you, little Willow? First, I want you to serve me instead of the real Jesus. You will soon have the chance, wifey, to approve if you will obey me as Lord, or whether you will obey the real Jesus as Lord. Second, I don't want you to get any closer to that adult Wesley than you are already. And may I add, you have been doing a most wonderful job of tantalizing him one moment and then pushing him away with a 10-foot pole. Keep it up. I won't push you about it, but may I suggest invite him over to take you to a movie. Ask him to come over early and offer to let him kiss you and pet you before you go. When he arrives, yell at him that you are not in the mood. Slam the door in his face, and don't communicate with him for at least a week. Or take him in your car on a long trip, at least a day's ride from here. Ask to borrow his phone, and then ditch him, and then head back home. If you do things like that to him, wifey, you may spend as much personal time with him as you want. He is tethered to you with an unbreakable log chain, at least for the time being. And no matter how much you break his heart, Willow, he cannot get away. He must forgive you no matter how much you hurt him or betray him or how many times. Because he covenanted with the real Jesus to be your husband. Of course, we know Prince Wimpy won't be getting a conjugal jack from you, ever. And now that's entertainment.
Willow replied in her best imitation of firmness, but with an obvious quiver in her voice. I like Wesley. I don't want to treat him like that. I don't want to be his boyfriend, and I absolutely refuse to be his husband. That said, Mr. Alf, I don't want to hurt him. Alf replied softly.
Interesting. Mr. Alf, I've never been called by that honorific appellation before.
I might get spoiled.
Then, following a pause, the demon lord yelled,
Well, listen up, Missy. Those were just suggestions. So, like I promised, I won't push you.
He dropped a few decibels and continued,
Don't forget, wifey, if you do not worship me and obey me, I can make life quite miserable for you.
I said, no, Alf, I am not your wife. Alf boomed,
You are, Willow, whatever I say you are. Most important of all, I need a little boost so that I may relieve my concupiscent tensions. When you go home, wifey, don't forget to disrobe and play with yourself for my entertainment. I want you to do that at least once a day from now on. If you don't, Alfie will not be pleased. Except if you are having your period. My senses are very keen, and I have more than five of them. At the very least, I will smell it. Think of those days as your monthly floating holidays. And if you scare me about it, wifey, I will know. So don't piss me, Willow. When I am not pleased, wifey, you will know it and suffer the consequences. And believe me, little human wench, I do not use the word suffer lightly. So, Willow girl, do not suffer my patience. Do not play me the fool.
Willow by this time was too afraid to argue with Alf over who her husband was or was not. She did not like the idea at all of Alf being her husband, but she certainly wasn't going to agree to covenant with Jesus and Wesley. And I sure as am not going to strip naked in front of Wesley like some adult entertainment celebrity wannabe and ask him to marry me, she thought. It ain't happening. You tell him, Willow girl. Just as quickly as he had appeared, Alf's dark, wispy presence vanished. The feeling of dread clung palpably to Willow's shivering body as she scurried, hunched over, back to her apartment. Wesley was right about the danger, she thought, but I still have a few tricks up my sleeve, and I am not going to ask him, naked like some call girl, just to get out of this mess. If Wesley really loves me, he'll figure out a way to rescue us. Willow girl, how do you always get yourself messed up like this? When she entered her apartment, Willow's black cat met her at the door and rubbed her ankles.
To her amazement, the little black cat spoke to her in a delicate feminine voice. "The real Jesus was just here, and he left you a message, Mama Willow." He said, "I am the real Jesus, the Jesus Wesley serves. You are in big trouble, little lady, but I still love you. The only way for you to win the battle and your freedom from your religious spirit husband, Alf, is to covenant with Wesley as quickly as possible. I will tell him what you must do to weaken your spirit husband. If you do not obey me, you will make your life and Wesley's life a horrible ordeal, and Alf will only get stronger. Your Jesus Sunanda problem is no longer a problem, at least for the time being." "God," groaned Willow, "my cat talks and even serves Jesus now." "I think it may be time, Lady Dark Knight, for you to find a new home. Too much hair all over. I'm getting rashes, and my beautiful white princess-style canopy bed has kitty litter sprinkled on the sheets and pillows every friggin' day. And when I am trying to sleep, you step back and forth over my face with your kitty litter paws. God, this is the last straw, my feline friend." "Oh, God, this is lame. My cat just confirmed that Mr. Sandy Chestnut Hair Surprise Jesus is the real Jesus. And Jesus Sunanda, the Nordic Jesus, also known as Bobblehead Crystal Jesus, is the false Jesus. Great. Just great. What's next? Willow, dear, how do you ever get yourself into these messes?" Willow stamped her foot. "I said no, Lord, for the gazillionth time. I like Wesley. I like him a lot. But, Lord, you had no right to marry me off to him without asking me first. None. Nada. Zip. You may be Lord of the Universe and all, but that's just a tad bit higher than your pay grade. There must be another way. If you really love me and Wesley, you are the Lord of the Universe and you know all things. Show Wesley another way. I'm sorry I believed in the wrong Jesus instead of you, Lord, but I am not marrying Wesley, and that is my final answer." Instantly, she heard the dreaded laugh. Alf appeared.
"Bravo, my pretty! I guess I won't have to devour you today."
"Maybe tomorrow."
"You had a choice. To obey Jesus Christ or obey me. You made the right choice, at least from my perspective. You picked the option
that
awarded me with honor and worship. I like that. There is a verse in your Bible, 1 Corinthians 10:21, that says, you cannot drink from the cup of demons and the cup of Jesus. My old enemy, Paul the Apostle, said that.
Well,
wifey, you just drank from my cup, and I am a demon, a high-ranking one at that. I am your husband, Willow of Ladysmith, and don't you forget it. Now do as you were told, and hop to it, wench.
What are you asking, Mr. Alf?
Go play with yourself.
Go yourself, Alf.
Right. But for that to work, wifey, you gotta strut your stuff.
Pain, intense and excruciating pain, flooded her brain and upper spine. Willow collapsed to her floor in a heap, whimpered and fought just to breathe. Then, head bursting, as lights like fireworks obscured her vision, she crawled with crab-like contortions into her room, hurriedly stripped, and climbed into bed. She reached under her pillow and removed a bottle of Karma Sutra love oil, product of India, winced against the searing pain in her head, and oiled her sex toy. Only then did the pain go away. Afterwards, Willow hugged her knees, rocked back and forth, and cried in her little girl's voice, "Don't worry, little Willow. Jesus, real Jesus, really loves you. And you know he loves Prince Wesley." Sniffle, sniffle. "Real Jesus must help you, Willow. He must. He'll have to find another way than for you to marry Wesley." Sniffle. "He's just gotta." Willow patted herself on the hand. "It will be okay, Willow girl. Everything's going to be fine." Sniffle, sniffle. After an hour had passed, Willow took a shower, brushed her teeth, and decided to message Lightworker Kazu. "If what Alf says is true, Kazu, Heinrich and Sigluna are not only not my friends, they are traitors. But I do need to try to find out what is happening. If nothing else, I may pick up some valuable intel." "All you could do, Willow girl, is give it an old college try," she thought sadly. "How do you get yourself in such terrible messes, Willow, my dear?" "Willow. Hello, Kazu. Last night was great. When can we do that again?" Lightworker Kazu. "Good afternoon, Willow. Yes, last night was fantastic. You have been promoted. Don't spend your $500 in one place. That said, I regret to inform you, Willow dear, that you are no longer a member of the Bobblehead Jesus Group." Willow. "Why not?" Lightworker Kazu. "Like I said, you've been promoted. You got your big girl pants on now, and you are playing with the Olympians." Willow. "Aren't you going to teach me any more craft?" Lightworker Kazu. "No. Heinrich and Sigluna are now your trainers." Willow. "Oh, can you please give me a contact number for them then?" Lightworker Kazu. "No, sorry. Can't do that. I do have a message they want relayed to you." Willow. "Heine and Sigluna gave you a message for me?" Lightworker Kazu. "I'll copy it and paste it for you." Willow. "Okay." Lightworker Kazu. "From the desks of Ambassador Heinrich and Executive Secretary for Jesus Sunanda, Sigluna. Hope your new assignment is going well, Willow. Jesus Sunanda wasn't interested in having you work in his inner sanctum. He just knew that this fine-hound you and your friend Wesley serve, Jesus the Christ, had some scheme going on that included you and your friend Wesley that could jeopardize or hinder his ambitions for world dominance over your backwater planet. And my sister Sigluna, as much as she was impressed with you, didn't want to risk having to hurt you or kill you if you became Sunanda's next temporary erotic interest. So good luck on your new assignment, Fräulein Willow, with Alf the Demon Lord and his principality within the continental United States, which includes the tiny backwater river city of Ladysmith, on your pathetic little backwater planet where you reside. You are on your own, former Lightworker Willow. The Galactic Federation of Light does not have your back. If you haven't figured it out yet, former Lightworker Willow, this is quite a bit like that popular movie, The Count of Monte Cristo. As far as the Galactic Federation is concerned, except for your careless, if inept, service to Jesus the Christ, we don't have any bones to pick with you, so we couldn't just throw you in any real prison now, could we? No, we by necessity must send you to a prison that is not acknowledged by the government, but one that is clandestine in nature, and only mentioned in hushed whispers by the power elite. And since it will not be required for you to transfer to Alf's dimension, or even the interdimensional neutral zone castle where he has his gymnasium, it is more like you are under house arrest, former Lightworker Willow. However, the fact that you and your friend Wesley might be part of some pet project seemingly unknown to either of you for Jesus the Christ, which might stop, hinder, or even merely embarrass our Nordic poster boy for the Greater Dark Kingdom. We had to intervene. It was our job to meet you, assess the situation, and if necessary, kill you. Make you disappear into some underground prison or deserted island, or neutralize you. Both Sigluna and I really like you, Willow, so we chose the best option available to leave you with your freedom and your life. yet in a way that would neutralize the danger to Jesus Sunanda. Believe me, it would have been his cold and calculating preference just to kill you. Sigluna and I have went out on a limb to give you the best option. As soon as we know that you have received this message, former Lightworker Willow, you will be removed from the Bobblehead Jesus Group and not allowed access to any of the Galactic Federation of Lightworker groups. Sad, really. We really do like you, Willow. And if we are able, we Nordics are well known for doing great deeds for our human friends, as long as they remain useful to us. Regretfully, Heinrich and Sigluna. Willow, Lightworker Kazu, is this a practical joke? If it is, it is not funny. Facebook, the recipient does not like you. Sorry, we could not deliver your message. Facebook, you have been removed from the Bobblehead Jesus Group and banned from any future participation in any Federation of Lightworkers group or Nordic Associates subgroup. Facebook, Lightworker Kazu has declined your former status as her friend. You will no longer be able to access her on Instant Messenger or read or post on her timeline. Meanwhile, the next afternoon, Willow decided to attempt to please Alf early. No pain attack occurred on the way to her room. Maybe I won't have to put up with his manifestation visits if I get started before the usual time, thought Willow. As much as I hate this task, maybe if I start early and then set up another showing several hours later, he won't attack me with that excruciating pain attack. Willow oiled her magic wand vibrator. I feel terrible, whined Willow to herself. I am so disgusted with my behavior. I know this can't please Jesus when I masturbate for Elf's pleasure. And if Wesley knew, he would be shocked and hurt. But it seems like if I put on the show early, Alf doesn't manifest and he doesn't remind me that I'm late by spearing me with his psychic pain bolt. I really care about Wesley, but I will not be his girlfriend and I will not marry him. Yes, said Willow aloud. I am ashamed, but it seems to have worked. No pain attack. Not long after Willow had pleased herself for her voyeur, Alf the Demon Lord, she received a phone call. Who can this be? It was Cindy Ken, Bebop's mother-in-law. Hello, Willow. I am sitting in the McDonald's just up the road from you. I said to myself, our new friend Willow is only a block away. I should invite her over for coffee. Okay, Cindy, I am a little tired, and I could use some coffee. I'm fresh out. Willow cleaned up fast, put on some perfume and antiperspirant, threw on a sweater and jeans, pulled on her jacket, and walked over to McDonald's. After they had small talked for a few minutes, Cindy said, you know, we have known Wesley for several years now. We tried to find him a wife once, but he showed us this character list and some prophecies about his future wife. I'd like to show you the list. I got to thinking about it last night and dug out an old copy that he had given to us. Willow gulped twice before gulping her coffee. Cindy handed her the list. When Willow picked it up, she almost knocked over her coffee. As she read the document, it said, Friendship Tower Girls and Future Wife Character Traits Given by Jesus in 1989, ellipsis points. God, thought Willow. The list fits you like a glove, girl. Yes, that's interesting, Cindy, but it has nothing to do with me. Are you sure about that? Cindy added. I haven't told Wesley yet, but I had a dream this morning. I woke up my husband. He had just had the same dream. Oh, God, here we go again. Willow slapped the table between her and Cindy. More Christian matchmakers. I'm in enough deep doo-doo already. I don't need this. Thanks for the coffee, Cindy. I'm out of here, like yesterday. Thanks, but no thanks. Cindy said, Before you go, Willow, I'll make it quick. In the dream, Jesus said, Tell Willow that she and Wesley are in trouble, really bad trouble. Willow has been playing with demons and got burned, and now they will both start suffering, big time, for that mistake. Tell her that she needs to stop rebelling against me concerning the fact that I sovereignly gave her to Wesley as his wife. If she doesn't repent and perform the covenant with Wesley, I can't help her. Trembling visibly, Willow picked up her coffee cup. Tears rolling down her cheeks, she quickly exited McDonald's. She dashed back to her apartment, scrunching against the frigid nip of winter's icy breath, hurried inside, and locked the door. Willow's headache started as soon as she went inside.
I already serviced him before I went for coffee, she said, as she bolted to her room, bouncing off the walls of the hallway.
Willow hoped she wouldn't fall. Waves of pain, nausea, and dizziness smashed her body with tidal wave intensity. Willow ripped off her clothing, threw herself on her bed, fumbled under the pillow for her magic wand vibrator, and clicked the power button. Afterwards, Willow scrunched into a fetal position and then bawled great sobs that racked her body until the font of her tears had ran dry. Willow jumped and shuddered when Alf's horrid, demented laugh reverberated in the close confines of her room, which only worsened the shock of the silence that followed. Wesley messaged Willow a few times, but she ignored him. The next time his fellowship met, the first thing Bebop and Cat said were, "We both had a dream that you were married to Willow. She's in trouble, demon trouble, and you are in danger too, and unless you start cooperating, you are both going to suffer until the demon monkey's off your back." Just then, Kevin and Cindy came into Wesley's house meeting. They told him about their dreams and Cindy's meeting for coffee with Willow. They all compared their dreams. Then they prayed for Wesley and Willow. Cindy called Willow. No answer. That night, Willow messaged Wesley. "Willow, call me on my phone." Wesley called. Willow answered and said, "I am sorry. I have been avoiding you. I have been sick lately." "I am sorry to hear that, Princess. Should we pray about it?" "Okay." After Wesley had prayed for protection and healing for Willow, she said, "Wesley, we're in trouble, aren't we?" "Yes," replied Wesley, sadly, "from what I hear, demon trouble." "Yes, and it's my fault, Wesley. I should have listened to you." "That's water under the bridge now. Sorry, Willow, no pun intended. Jesus can help us." Willow exclaimed, "I'm not going to let him force me into marrying you, Wesley. I like you as a friend, but you are not my soulmate. God, Wesley, doesn't it bother you the least bit that you are old enough to be my dad?" "Actually, that happened often in my family." "Willow, if we don't do this, we can't fight the demons and win. You should remember that from the dream we both had at the same time where Jesus told us we were married." "Shut it. Just shut up about that dream, Wesley. I told you not to bring that up again." Willow added, "Things are bad, Wesley, real bad, but it will have to get a lot worse before I would even consider marrying you. I won't be forced into it, and I haven't told you everything. What else, Princess?" "I'm not going to say, Wesley. It's not very pleasant." "All we have to do, Willow, is agree to the covenant." "Wesley, I said no. I'm not going to strip for you and do the covenant thingy. I'm tired of being someone's sex slave or getting naked for guys. It's not happening, not even for you, Wesley." Suddenly, a dark cloud appeared in Willow's apartment and in Wesley's house. Wesley heard Willow's harsh intake of breath, and the phone went dead. Wesley saw the black, wispy spirit of Alf as it appeared, feet first, and descended into his house, sinking until its stomach reached Wesley's tan carpet. He heard a dark voice that dripped pure, psychotic evil.
"Get lost, the kid! She belongs to me now! Stop fighting me, and I will make it easier on you!
I rebuke you in Jesus' name."
"Stop that! I've been around for thousands and thousands of years, a sonny boy, and I don't have to listen to you."
"I rebuke you, Alf Demon, in Jesus' name. Get out of my house and get away from my wife, Willow."
"Not until I have my say, a sonny boy. I know that I have to leave if you order me in Jesus' name. But I can resist long enough to have my say, and I will.
He added,
Willow is not your wife anymore, sonny boy. She made her choice, and she belongs to me now. And I am a principality, a demon. I have authority over that area where she lives. So you can't send me away from her. Because you cannot banish me from my own territory. And I have a very expansive territory, sonny boy. I am responsible for the northeast quadrant of the United States, from North Dakota to Kansas, and from New York to Virginia, and all the states in between. We principality demons have a certain right because of the post-Babel angelic rule over the nation's accord. Jesus knows that I have a right to be there until he can fill my position with a qualified, a non-angelic candidate. And the roster is pretty much slim to none, sonny boy. And I won't let her move out of the area where I have authority. Under the auspices of my fallen angel, the Prince of America, without a fight, sonny boy. If you send me to a hell, or a outer space, or whatever, is a Dark Majesty of a Dark Majesties will chew my chops. But I will be back quicker than a scat, and I will chew your chops. And I will chew your chops a double for my trouble, a sonny boy. I am leaving now, Prince Wimpley. So I don't get your panties in a knot. Talking about your sweet little wife, Wesley, her is mine in every way. Not much you can do about that, sonny boy. You can make me leave your house. But I can cause you a heap of trouble, sonny boy. And I can I make your little wife suffer? Oh, I can make her suffer. The pain is actually more intense than giving a birth.
Alf and his dark gloom disappeared before Wesley could demand Alf not to harm Willow. Wesley called the group together. They prayed for wisdom. One of them had a word that the demon had been right about the post-Babel angelic rule over the nation's accord. But that if they prayed together, whenever there were future battles, it would have to leave them alone faster. Also tacked onto the word was the message that Alf had a special attack, which only a few rare demon lords possessed. He had spiritual tentacles that it could use on one victim at a time that tethered him to that victim, making any severing of their relationship impossible without severely injuring the soulish realm of that person. Jesus will show Wesley the way that he and Willow can work together to weaken its hold on her. Only then can Alf's hold on her be terminated. That night, Wesley had a dream. In the dream, the Lord gave him more specific information on what they would have to do to counteract Alf's influence. He messaged Willow to ask if she was all right. Willow, yes, Wesley, I'm okay. Alf scolded me and told me to stay away from you unless I plan to make it worth his while. He really doesn't like you. Wesley told her what had happened, after saying that the feeling was mutual. He also said that he had been given more detailed information on how they were to counteract Alf. Wesley, if I go to McDonald's tomorrow, will you have coffee with me, Willow? Willow, Okay, if you just happen to be there, and I happen to visit, I will certainly have coffee with you, Wesley. Wesley gave her the details. Willow, absolutely not. I am not going to get naked and do the covenant thingy. I am not your wife. I will never be your wife, and I'm not going to have a husband and wife relationship with you, and you can forget about coffee. God, thought Willow, you did just what Alf wanted, lift up Wesley's heart and hope, and then dash them on the rocks. Wesley, I was actually waiting for the axe to fall on our having coffee, but I was hoping. Can't blame a guy for that. He paused, then wrote another text. I had another dream last night. You were holding a leash that was attached to a very stout, muscular bear who was growling at me and muttering curses. It seems more like he had a leash on you, unless that means you were using evil to rebel. Maybe it backfired? Probably just means he's walking you instead of you walking him. I could only hear the bear growl, but I could see his pink gums when he was muttering curses and calling me mumbled, garbled obscenities. It was a very short and impactive dream. I shared the dream with Bebop when he stopped by on lunch break to pray with me earlier. When I told him the dream, he instantly said, "The bear is Elf." Did you want to talk about anything else before we go, Willow? No. Willow, just thanks for still being my friend and hanging in there with me. Wesley, I will keep praying, and the group too. Over and out. I love you, Willow. Willow, don't say that, Wesley. You may say that you like me, but I am not your girlfriend, and I am not your wife. Like you. Bye.